USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Reports indicate intense fighting in the vicinity of another hospital in northern Gaza on the 45th day of the Israel-Hamas conflict. UN officials disclosed that 31 premature babies were evacuated from the hospital Sunday, but numerous staff and patients still remain inside. Simultaneously, negotiators are reportedly nearing an agreement to secure the release of some of the more than 240 hostages believed to be held by Hamas. Today marked President Biden's 81st birthday, making him the oldest sitting president in U.S. history. Despite his age, Biden maintains that he is capable of handling the responsibilities of the job. However, a recent Reuters Ipsos poll revealed that 77%, including 65% of Democrats, believe Biden is too old to be president. The majority of Americans are aiming to steer clear of political discussions at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
That's according to a national poll by Quinnipiac University. The survey indicates that over 60% of Americans would prefer not to broach the subject. In contrast, just under 3 in every 10 individuals expressed anticipation about discussing politics during the holiday. A news release from the university's polling analyst suggests that a healthy dose of Zip It will be on the menu this year. I'm John Schaefer.
A survey conducted by Harvard's Center for American Political Studies, Harris X, and the Harris Poll reveals that 3 out of 5 Americans believe President Biden was aware of his son Hunter's business dealings. The majority of respondents also indicated that they think the president assisted his son's business. AAA anticipates that over 55 million individuals will head out on Thanksgiving travel, going at least 50 miles from their home. This marks an increase of over 2% compared to the previous year and stands as the third highest Thanksgiving travel forecast on record. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
In the latest poll, former President Trump holds a narrow lead over President Biden in the White House race. According to the Harvard Caps Harris poll, Trump is garnering 48% support, while Biden has 41%. Recent surveys indicated Trump's outperformance of Biden in several pivotal battleground states. Today, the Supreme Court rejected former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's appeal of his conviction of second-degree murder in the killing of George Floyd. The justices didn't have anything to say in leaving in place state court rulings of Chauvin's conviction and 22-and-a-half-year sentence. Chauvin's lawyer had argued that their client was denied a fair trial in 2021 because of publicity and concerns for violence if there was an acquittal. President Joe Biden held the annual White House Thanksgiving tradition of the turkey pardon this morning, sparing Liberty, a 42.5-pound turkey, and Bell, 42.1 pounds, from ending up on someone's table this Thursday. Steve Lichen, the chairman of the National Turkey Federation and president of the Jenny O store, said that they had to actually train the birds.
We've been intently raising them and getting them acclimated to some different things that they're probably not quite used to, whether that's sounds and noises and things like that.
Liberty and Bell got first-class treatment before their White House visit and stayed at the luxurious Willard Hotel. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.